friends of family and strangers, and my family used to rape me. Abort the babies I had.
It would be hard to imagine more misery and suffering than what Teresa says she's had to endure.
And us kids would be made to do things with the adults and the animals. And then a sacrifice would happen.
The sacrifice? Were these animal sacrifices?
Animals and people.
Who was the leader? Who was the boss of the gang, of the cult?
At home, it was my nan.
Your nan made you have sex with animals?
Yeah. Like goats and donkeys.
How many men or how many people would have sex with you?
Well, at one time.
Yes.
About everyone who was there, which must have been about 20. You know, from 10 to 20 people. If it was a big ceremony, it used to be 30.
What would your grandma be doing when these men were forcing themselves on you?
Usually laughing. Or smiling. Or having sex with another man. Or other men.
A chronicle of debauchery and depravity, so horrific it's hard to believe. You have to ask yourself, could Teresa be just making it up?
No. I know what's true and what's not. No, I know what I saw.
This couldn't be a terrible dream, a nightmare, that you're reliving.
No. It's no dream. It's a nightmare, but it's not one you can wake up from. It's there all the time.
This really happened, you're quite sure of that?
Yeah.
During these ceremonies, was Satan, the devil, ever referred to?
He was called Lucifer.
What did they say about the devil, about Lucifer?
That killing the people made him happy.
Sacrifices to please the devil. According to Teresa, the worst rituals took place at a house somewhere in the country.
It was big, you know, expensive. From the front, it looked like a castle. You know, it had a long drive and big double wooden doors.
Do you think they were rich people then?
Very rich. There was a tramp who was brought in once, you know, and he was killed. He was cut from his throat down to his stomach. And they ate him, or bits of him.
They killed a man at a ceremony?
Yeah.
In front of you?
Yeah, in front of all of us.
Did the tramp, did this man fight back?
No, I think he was, you know, drunk or something. He seemed really dopey. He was laughing a lot when he was brought in. And he started screaming when they began to cut. But after a while, you know, he died. I'd seen a few killings before then. Although I wasn't used to it, you know, that was the worst one. I really don't know what I thought. I suppose I thought, thank God it's not me.
Let me get this right now. Are you saying that you saw more than one person killed in that house?
Yeah. I've seen loads of babies killed there. Just newborn babies. Or aborted ones, which were only small. You know, 4-year-olds. Any age, really.
Did they ever say they might kill you?
They threatened to kill my little girl, who, when I left, was still at the house.
A friend?
Huh?
What little girl?
My little girl, Alex. She's about 4 now.
You mean you had a child?
Yeah.
How old were you when you had that child?
11.
What happened to the pregnancies, to the babies?
They were aborted by my nan or by one of the doctors at the house.
There were doctors there at that house?
Yeah, there was 2, I think. Yeah, and a nurse.
What would happen to the fetuses, the unborn babies?
They used to be taken away most of the time, and one time the baby was taken out of me and then killed in front of me because it was still alive.
And then what would happen?
Well, after they killed it, they would eat it. Well, we were also made to eat it.
You were made to eat your own fetus?
Yeah.
Who made you do this?
My nan.
Did you ever try to run away? You must have been frightened.
A couple of times I did, but my uncle, he caught me and brought me back.
Going to the police? Did that occur to you?
No. No. I thought it was normal, you know, even though I didn't like it. You know, you don't like to eat greens, but I thought it was just her being called to be kind or something like that. It was never any different. I didn't have nothing to compare it to.
All part of life, Teresa thought. Even a miscarriage one day at school.
Yeah, I asked the teacher if I could go to the toilet, and she allowed me out. I went to the toilet and the baby was in my knickers, and then I put it down the chute because I didn't want my nan to get it.
How did they get rid of the bodies?
They had a tub, you know, pretty big, I don't know. A fairly big tub, and they used to put the bodies and bones in there. And it used to go like, you know, fizzy and that. And then there was nothing left. Or there didn't seem to be, but when they cleared it out, there used to be a sludge at the bottom.